五，武汉市2008年初中毕业生学业考试。
Text 1. Whose is this blue bag?
Text 2. What does your mother do?
Text 3. Where is your teacher's office?
Text 4. Could I use your pen for a while?
Text 5. When does the party begin? Text 6. What's the weather like today?
It's sunny today, but the radio says it will be rainy on Friday. Text 7. What time do you go to bed?
I usually go to bed at 9:30 and at about 11 o'clock on weekends. Text 8. Have you got any idea about Anna's birthday present?
Well, I will buy her a dictionary. Oh no, I promised to give her a bike. I should keep my word. Text 9. Who is the man over there, Annie?
I don't think I've seen him before. How can I tell? Text 10. How did you and your father like the football game yesterday?
Oh, they played so badly, and we left at the halftime. Text 11. Excuse me, is this the way to Green Street?
Yes.
Is it very far from here?
No, not very far. About half an hour's walk.
Are there any buses going there?
Oh, yes, but the buses don't come very often. Only about 4 times a day.
When does the next bus come?
Not until 7:30. You'll arrive there earlier if you walk.
Well, thank you. I'd better walk. I can't wait so long for a bus. Excuse me, is this the way to Green Street?
Yes.
Is it very far from here?
No, not very far. About half an hour's walk.
Are there any buses going there?
Oh, yes. But the buses don't come very often. Only about 4 times a day.
When does the next bus come?
Not until 7:30. You'll arrive there earlier if you walk.
Well, thank you. I'd better walk. I can't wait so long for a bus.
12. What can I do for you, sir?
I have a 3-week vacation, and I want to take a trip, but I'm not sure where to go.
Do you want to stay here or go to another country?
I don't want to stay here, and I'm not interested in America.
Well, are you interested in anything special? Museums, countryside, or people?
That sounds boring.
Then maybe you'd like to go to Europe, possibly France or England.
Say, how about Paris? I could spend the whole vacation there. They say the cafes and bars there are really wonderful.
What can I do for you, sir?
I have a 3-week vacation, and I want to take a trip, but I'm not sure where to go.
Do you want to stay here or go to another country?
I don't want to stay here, and I'm not interested in America.
Well, are you interested in anything special? Museums, countryside, or people?
That sounds boring.
Then maybe you'd like to go to Europe, possibly France or England.
Say, how about Paris? I could spend the whole vacation there. They say the cafes and bars there are really wonderful.
Text 13. Do you want to watch TV tonight, Peter?
Well, there is nothing interesting, but turn it on if you want to, Sally.
I want to see that program, Around the World.
Oh, I forgot the program is on tonight. I'd like to see it too.
It comes on at 9 o'clock.
Is there any other interesting program?
Yes. I remember there is a football match on the sports channel.
Oh, great. Let's watch it.
Let me see. Ah, the paper says it starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning.
1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then I would prefer to sleep.
Well, I will never miss it. Do you want to watch TV tonight, Peter?
Well, there is nothing interesting, but turn it on if you want to, Sally.
I want to see that program, Around the World.
Oh, I forgot the program is on tonight. I'd like to see it too.
It comes on at 9 o'clock.
Is there any other interesting program?
Yes. I remember there is a football match on the sports channel.
Oh, great. Let's watch it.
Let me see. Ah, the paper says it starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning.
1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then I would prefer to sleep.
Well, I will never miss it.
Text 14. An old gentleman was very unhappy about modern education, and he thought it was important for young people to know the difference between right and wrong. One day, he was taking a walk in the park near his home when he saw some young boys standing around a small cat. The old gentleman went up to the boys and asked them what was happening. One of the boys said to him, "We're having a contest. We're telling lies. And the one who tells the biggest lies can keep the cat." The old gentleman thought that this was a good chance to teach the boys a useful lesson. So he said to them, "I've never told a lie in my life." All at once, there was a great shout from all the boys, and they said, "You are the winner. You can take the cat." An old gentleman was very unhappy about modern education, and he thought it was important for young people to know the difference between right and wrong. One day, he was taking a walk in the park near his home when he saw some young boys standing around a small cat. The old gentleman went up to the boys and asked them what was happening. One of the boys said to him, "We're having a contest. We're telling lies. And the one who tells the biggest lies can keep the cat." The old gentleman thought that this was a good chance to teach the boys a useful lesson. So he said to them, "I've never told a lie in my life." All at once, there was a great shout from all the boys, and they said, "You are the winner. You can take the cat."